Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The Lower Sioux Indian community near Morton is a national leader in the use and development of industrial hemp-based building materials. The community is hosting the International Hemp Building Symposium October 3rd through the 5th. It's the first time this global event has come to the United States. Danny Desjarlais is Hemp Construction Project Manager for the Lower Sioux community, and he's our guest on this Field Talk podcast.
Yeah, so we've been growing hemp for quite a few years now in the Lower Sioux. We did get some processing equipment, but what we're really focusing on is the building aspect of it. And so we're taking the hemp plant and breaking it down, taking the inside of the stem and using that as a building material. So that's what we are trying to rebuild our community out of, is a healthier building product.
But what are you all making with the hemp?
So yeah, that's all we're making is the hempcrete. You know, there is many other products, many other building products as well. But yeah, we're just focusing on just the hempcrete aspect of it. We've done new residential construction, and we've also done some retrofitting where we take existing structures in the community and we gut them down to the studs and replace all of the toxic materials with hempcrete. So.
And so what are the advantages to the hempcrete, both from the structural and the health standpoint?
There's all kinds of different benefits for it, all the way from the longevity is one really big aspect of it. You know, most of the homes that we construct now after, you know, the next generation, they're already having to renovate them or remodel them completely. So the hempcrete will last much longer. There's, a lot longer longevity with it. It will outperform your conventional insulation from anywhere from 30 to 70%. So there's the energy savings there. But then if you want to talk about like the health aspects, you know, most of the building materials that we use now in construction are, you know, plastics and different types of toxic materials that then off gas and then we are, you know, living in them. And so we're removing all of that and replacing it with natural materials, which is a lot more healthier indoor air quality for the people living in these homes. And so that's like the health aspects of it, but also the health aspects for the planet. You know, most of the building materials that we use are so toxic that they're, you know, detrimental to the environment, whereas hemp is actually all natural product. You know, we're not using a huge carbon, creating a huge carbon footprint when we're building with this. When we're building with this material, we're actually absorbing carbon. You know, and so it's just kind of a better all around product. You know, for the people living in these homes and for the environment. You know, and then also for the operational costs of it. The, you know, just on your checkbook or your wallet. You know, the savings on that. So there's a lot of, you know, it checks off a lot of boxes, but then it's also highly fire resistant, mold resistant, and pest resistant. So, you know, the three major things that typically would destroy your home, hempcrete is highly resistant to these. So there's all kinds of good things about using hempcrete. My favorite thing is that we are doing it all local and that we are giving guys on our reservation jobs, you know, creating local jobs here, creating housing right here in our community. And we're not having to worry about what's going on with tariffs or anything like that. You know, this is really serving our local economy. You know, it's not just building homes. It's also, you know, creating a whole economy around that and creating jobs as well. So, you know, I think with the ag industry the way it is right now, I think, you know, we're almost looking for these other crops that can come in and help us out and give us a hand. And I think and hemp can do that. You know, it can help us out a little bit here.
And you guys are certainly leaders in the whole development of all this, you know, the industrial utilization, I guess, is that, you know, recognized by the fact that you will be hosting this upcoming International Hemp Building Symposium?
Yeah, so we've gotten quite a bit of international recognition and national recognition And so, I mean, it's we're very honored to be hosting this event, you know, being that it is an international event and the first time ever in the United States, and it's coming, you know, right to Morton, Minnesota, to Jackpot Junction. It's, you know, we're very honored for that. Me, myself, I'm very excited because of these people that are coming. They are the leaders across the world. You know, hempcrete was widely used in these other countries for decades now, you know, so we're really late to the game here in the United States. So to be able to have all of these people that have been doing it much longer than us come and all be in the same room together and being able to learn from them, I'm super excited for that and for my crew to be able to learn. So it's a 3-day event, starts Friday morning right away, registration at 8, everything starts at 9, and it goes throughout the day. I think it finishes at 5:30, same with Saturday and Sunday, full days of, you know, majority of the day is classroom style stuff, you know, presentations and lectures. And then there's hands-on and tours of the hemp processing facility, tours of our hempcrete projects. And then there's also like a, I don't want to call it like a vendor area, but like a area where people that have sponsored the event, they will have their tables set up to show what they do in the industry, you know, from people from all around the country here in the US, but also, you know, France and the UK and Ireland and places like that will have, you know, what their business is. They'll be set up there too, you know, and there's, it's not just the building. So we also have a lot of the farming side. So there's people coming to do lectures on the ag side, the processing side of it, even some of the other materials, you know, like the food side of it. And, you know, because hemp can be used for, you know, tens of thousands of other products. So there's all kinds of really good stuff to learn about if you're interested in industrial hemp, especially the building side of it. It's going to be a great event, and if anybody can make it out, you know, everybody's welcome to come. Like I said, it is open to the public. You do need to purchase a ticket if you're going to go. There is single day tickets, or there's, you know, the full weekend tickets. But definitely, if this is something that interests you, it's like a, you know, I don't know if this event will ever even come back to the United States, and so unless you're planning on going Europe or somewhere else, I would try and make it to this one.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Tune in daily for up-to-date farm news and market information from your local LFN affiliate.